Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and so richly deserved, too. After all these years, 23-plus years, I'm still so humble. Well, I'm glad you're here. Welcome back, folks. We got, I'm excited, too. You've heard. You know who's here. Dr. Arki Chankute, settle down. I know, I'm excited too. He's the founder of an awesome organization that's helped people understand the concept of trust. Built on Trust is his book, which is one of my Bibles. And my book is totally destroyed. It's been dog-eared, post-it notes, bookmarked. I mean, it's totally destroyed. I've gotten so much out of it over the last 20 years, and nobody has done more to advance the concept of trust, the power of trust, the profit center called trust, than Arki Chankute. Arki, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Very kind. And, of course, you've been very consistent over these 20-plus years, in promoting trust as a basic tenet. Small business, and you've done a great job with that, and that's very important that people realize it's not just a want-to-have, it's a must-have. Very, very important. You've been very critical, very, very, very helpful in getting that message out.
Well, I learned it from, I always knew all the things you said that make up, because, you know, I was people, 999 out of 100 people are trustworthy. They just don't know. But when they're in business, they don't. They may not have crystallized and clarified the fact that it actually can put money on the bottom line. In small business, the foundation of your special sauce is trust, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Trust with your clients, trust with your employees, trust with your suppliers, trust all the way around. And the thing is that when trust is on the way and it's not there the way you want it, that's a great opportunity. And that's something to recognize. You know, when there's this them versus us, one department is, you know, at odds with the other, you know, sales are just after the money, you know, and product development, they're too slow and whatnot. That's a great opportunity. That's not trust, but there's a great opportunity there for trust. We always say, hey, the money's on the floor there. Pick it up. because in that conflict, not only is trust to be derived, but also great knowledge that very, very important in some ways, the beginning. So keep that in mind when there is that tension and that polarity. The opportunity is there now.
One of the things I remind people about, Arki, is I don't have a problem with bad news. I can deal with bad news. I can't handle no news. And when you get no news, that's the opposite of trust. If a product is going to be delayed, your first call needs to be with the customer, and somebody says, well, they're going to be mad. I know they're going to be mad, but they're also going to appreciate the fact that the moment we knew it was going to be late, we told them. We can't guarantee them that something won't get late, but we can guarantee them that we will know that they'll have the same information we do. That's all you can guarantee, and that's what trust is built on.
That's correct, and the same thing is true internally. If one worker in a department, for instance, realizes there's been an error or for some other reason something is going to be late, you don't want to hide that. You want to bring that up. Everybody will be upset, of course, but the thing is, you get the thing done. Otherwise, the reason for the delay gets lost. So, you're still going to have the delay, and it's going to be worse, but you're not going to know the source of the delay. So
right.
That's why it's important. When you make a commitment, make sure it's real. If something changes, you can't meet it, be out front about that. Otherwise, you just it's a pretended commitment, and everybody loses on that.
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about how being a victim is the enemy of trust, and how to fix that in yourself and in others. And we'll talk about that with Arki Chankute after the break. Arki, I need your website quickly, please.
LearningCenter.net.
LearningCenter.net. Check it out. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.